AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon is set to sign off on having National Guard troops stay at the Capitol for several more weeks. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
National Guard members have been protecting the Capitol since January's riot. Their deployment was due to end this week, but Capitol Police asked for a two-month extension as they worry about continued threats. Defense officials say Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin is expected to approve that. Officials had been scrambling to figure out how to fill the request for more than 2,000 Guard members. Some governors had flatly refused to commit troops or showed reluctance, but defense officials say there now appear to be enough states willing to provide troops. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Buckingham Palace is breaking its silence over the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah Winfrey. In a statement, the palace says the royal family was saddened to learn of the couple's struggles, and they would be taken very seriously. Roxanne Washington lives in Los Angeles.
I guess I naively thought, you know, that they would just embrace her because that was Harry's choice. But you've got this layer of race that's still an issue. That's just the reality of being a person of color.
In the interview, Meghan said she had experienced racism and callous treatment during her time in the royal family. President Biden visited a hardware store in Washington that got a loan to help stay open during the pandemic.
We're going to keep the focus on it because a lot of minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, are increased significantly by 20 and 15%, mm-hmm. as well as giving people who, in fact, weren't able to get in line before.
Jury selection is underway in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death. A new study from the World Health Organization says nearly one in three women worldwide have experienced physical or sexual violence in their lifetimes. This is AP News. People in Britain are now getting a look at the Harry and Meghan TV interview.
The couple's explosive chat, which first aired in Britain on Monday night, has divided people around the world, rocking an institution that's struggling to modernise with claims of racism and callousness toward a woman struggling with suicidal thoughts. Brixton resident Melanie Clark says she thinks it took Meghan and Harry a lot of guts to stand up to the whole situation and just speak from the heart.
Him and Meghan have done really well to stand forward and, you know, explain what you've been through when it comes to racism or when it comes to abuse. And these are the things that are happening in the world, you know, and it shouldn't be ignored.
Shoppers praised the couple for speaking up, and others felt it exposed everything that's rotten about the royal family. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The interview aired Sunday night in the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.